A word for you from Acts 26 verse 14. The Lord said to Saul, "It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks." That's just part of the verse. In other translations, it uses the word goads. Now, it's an unfamiliar term today because a goad is what was very familiar to people in the Middle East at that time. A type of a sharp stick, a wooden stick that would be on the cart so that if the ox or whatever animal is stubborn and it tries to kick against what it should be doing, pulling the plow or whatever, it would actually hurt itself. Now, this is the term that the Lord Jesus uses for Saul. Saul, who thought he was doing a wonderful thing for God, that he was protecting God's name against these sectarians, this cult that was busy blaspheming the God of the Jews by saying that Jesus was the Messiah. And he tried every way possible. In fact, when the Lord Jesus said this, he was on his way. Saul was on his way to arrest more Christians still and to put them in jail. And of course, if possible, have them put to death. And here the Lord says, "It is hard for you to kick against the pricks or the goads." Now, I'd like to speak about how God makes it hard for us to kick against the goads, the obstacles to hell. God puts in our way certain obstacles to prevent us from going to hell. It's a sermon I know that perhaps other preachers have used, but let's just look at it step by step. In this case, let's just look at the general thought. God doesn't want you to go to hell. The Bible says clearly, God takes no pleasure in the death of the wicked. And here God put an obstacle in the way of Saul. For him, this particular obstacle at that very moment was this bright light like lightning that threw him to the ground. He was cast prostrate to the ground. He could do nothing. In fact, he was blinded. Now, with you as well, God wants to prevent you with every way possible to stop you going to hell. UNkulunkulu uzohlela izithiyo, izikhubekiso ukuze ungangeni esihogweni. Let's just look at one. Perhaps the prayers of your mother or even your grandmother. Now, of course, there are fathers and grandfathers involved too, but just let's think of the mother who in particular has prayed for you. Perhaps she is dead already, but her prayers have been heard by God. Are you going to resist the Holy Spirit answering her prayers?